to be investigated. I hope
the third thing that needs to be investigated is there anybody in the Trump administration, particularly with access to classified information, who has an inappropriate relationship with Russian intelligence? So I thought those were the three things that needed to be looked at before Jim Comey was fired. Now that he's fired and now that we've been through all of this, Charlie, I think there's a fourth question, which is, did the President of the United States obstruct justice in asking for Jim Comey's reportedly asking for his loyalty? Asking him to let the Michael Flynn investigation go, and then in firing him, right? So now there's a fourth issue, I think. So with regard to Jared Kushner,
meeting with the ambassador, right. The Russian ambassador, talking about an alternative channel.
Yeah, and I think this is a great microcosm of the bigger issue. So the first thing I'd say, Charlie, is that I look at this as an intelligence analyst would look at an issue. And when I do that, the first thing I say is, wow, there's a big caveat here. And the big caveat here is that the facts that are in the public domain may not turn out to be accurate, right? The real facts may be somewhat different than the facts in the public domain. Why do I say that?
How do we
know this Jared Kushner thing? How do we know this story, right? Well, What we reportedly have is we have Russians talking to each other about the meeting, and we have the U.S. collecting that intelligence of the Russians talking to each other about the meeting, right? Then we have former officials and current officials leaking that to reporters, and we have the reporters then writing stories based on those leaks, not having seen the intelligence documents, but having talked to people who have leaked them.
Oh, and who read from them.
That's not a great sourcing chain, right? If I'm an analyst looking at that, I'm not going to put a high level of credibility in those facts just because that sourcing chain.
So you're saying about Jared Kushner meeting with the Russian ambassador.
Just be careful here.
Be careful here
of the facts. That's the first point.